It's that time of year when high school students on the Kenai Peninsula are finishing up their ideas for the annual Caring for the Kenai program, which challenges them to think of something they can do to improve the environment or prepare for a natural disaster. Listen up, guys, because I am talking with the original author of the Kenai River Review, Wayne Pishon, today. And he is aware of a lot of things and has been aware of a lot of things on the river, which you are all concerned about, like mainly saving the king salmon, for a long time. Wayne, when we look at young people trying to think of ideas to bring the king back and to save the river, what's the best thing we can do to stimulate that thought process?
Hope. They need to have hope. They need to have hope that the ideas that they will generate, no matter what somebody else might say to them, that their ideas might just be the idea that brings the king back.
Now, the Kenai River Review, which I happen to have a copy of back in the day, I'm that old, was sort of like a Nostradamus prediction of things that we now are experiencing that they would happen. How did you have that information, and how did you gather that?
We were hired by the Corps of Engineers to do a study that we knew would be extremely controversial. The main reason behind the Kenai River Review was to identify those wetland areas that would fall under the purview of the Corps of Engineers jurisdiction under the Clean Water Act, which at that point was still fairly new. Because we knew of the controversy that was going to be involved, we garnered literally the world's experts in wetland ecology and in fisheries, and also specifically king salmon.
Now, it's such a complex problem, and when we get to the fact that everybody would like to see Les Anderson's fish become the second biggest fish ever caught on the river, and yet there seem to be so many complexities to what needs to be done and what is affecting that. You recently were having a conversation with me about grasses and sedge in the river, and I never even knew what that was. Are there things that we can individually do, or maybe collectively get a group together to accomplish to improve the habitat?
No question about it. No question about it. The expression that I often hear is you eat an elephant one bite at a time. And in the case of what's occurring on the river today, and yes, you are correct. We did make some predictions in 1978. As I shared earlier, I never thought I'd live long enough to see those predictions come true, but unfortunately they have. So what can we do today? I'm not a fisheries biologist. I'm not an ichthyologist. My background is in wetlands ecology. And what I'm seeing on the river today, first of all, we know that there is no more king fishing. We also know that for the most part, there is no more silver fishing. What can we specifically do? We can specifically take care of the habitat that unfortunately we are systematically destroying. And we are destroying it by patterns, by fishing patterns, by those individuals that I think are just simply not aware of the nursery habitat that is essential for both the king and the silver. And without getting too scientific, the areas that are being destroyed, I mean, I hate to use such a strong word, but that's exactly what's happening. The areas that are being damaged, destroyed, in some cases, I don't know if they can be repaired, are areas that are inhabited largely by a species of plant often known as a sedge. Sedges have edges. Those areas along the riparian areas of the Kenai are essential for the rearing of both king fry and silver fry. So what can we do? First of all, we have to be aware that the destruction of those areas has a ripple effect on the king population. Yes, I am fully well aware that there are other environmental matters, other environmental factors that are at work here. But to your question, what can we do today? We can take care of that riparian habitat.
Now, we have organizations like the Kenai Watershed Forum that have had a great history of a lot of success in doing things sort of one project at a time, from culverts to taking two cycle engines off the river to help that. As our young people are looking for ideas that they could collectively work with other people with that kind of information, would you recommend that they work with those who are also interested in these issues and maybe come up with something like the Salmon Run series that Ellie Ostrander came up with?
You know, at the end of the day, this has to be a grassroots effort. And unfortunately, over the years, the predictions that we made have come true. Unfortunately, over the years, we didn't do a really good job of listening to the recommendations made by what were then the world's experts. So let's put it this way. I would much rather prefer somebody with new ideas, somebody with unbounded energy to come up with these ideas that in fact can adults, as it were, can put in play.
There you go, young people, in the Caring for the Kenai contest. Maybe you want to start looking at the King Salmon issue. Wayne Pishon is the author of the Kenai River Review, and now we've heard about sedge on the river. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that Think About It sound of KSRM.